We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We got the A-team back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes, 2 hours away from Zach Gelb. Also, a surprising start to the show that the Alliance of American Football created some conversation from my interaction with the debut of the league about an hour before I went on air to callers on air to at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. There seems to be a massive majority that enjoyed the debut. It almost seemed unexpected to a lot of football fans like myself. Is it as good as the NFL? No. Is it as good as, you know, Alabama, Clemson? No. But it's football. And you ask yourself, hey, if you had a ton of college basketball, and you heard John Fass with all the scores, it was a great day of college basketball. I'm wondering, you know, Gonzaga, you know, join the Pac-12, would you? Talk to the Pac-12 about playing your, you know, conference basketball there. You know, NCAA gave us the committee 16 seeds, you know, kind of feeling March just around the corner with the short month. But quietly, you know, the CBS family of television networks and the Alliance of American Football had their debut. I completely forgot about it. Didn't talk about it all week on my show, and which is statewide in Michigan. And it was surprisingly quality football. Quarterback play, Lions, could it all be better? Yes, because you're comparing it to the NFL. But compared to the splashes or debuts, I think there's, of other pro football leagues, I think there's something there. I do. A developmental league, which will complement the NFL, which I believe a few games will be on the NFL Network. They'll have a partnership. So all I'm asking, did you get a chance to watch it? Give me your honest, huge opinion. Did you watch any of it? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And then the second part of that question, is there room for another pro football league in your life? Because I think college football in America is our second pro league, right? It's kind of like the Dabo thing about, well, you know, we might have accidentally given PEDs. Let me tell you something about performance-enhancing drugs, okay? And I'm going to say this about sports, and it goes back to Bonds when he was the devil, when people were naive to think that only him and Sosa were doing it, which was kind of racial, and McGuire, oh, was the king. Don't get me going on that. But in terms of fans, they don't care if guys are juicing or now to the modern-day performance-enhancing drugs. You can look at the size of football players, college, the big boy programs. You can look in the NFL, and if you think that's all natural and just working out and eating right, you're crazy. But at the end of the day, I don't care. It's about the quality of the product. And what it is, it's a roulette game. The NCAA testing for drugs is a joke, but they police themselves, just like the NFL polices themselves. So, how many guys get busted for performance-enhancing drugs in the NFL? How many in college football? When Clemson had 3? How many? How often? And then because of, like, federal law, the publicity on testing positive and the different things connected to medical records, it's a slippery slope with college football. But look at the NFL. Are you telling me all of that's legit? Come on. It's like watching the WWE. All of the fans who raw everything you... all the events, the stadiums, the arenas you pack, the TV ratings, everything connected to that. Do you think all those dudes are just legit and hitting the gym? Do you? And maybe even some of the ladies. You don't care. You don't care. You want to see a product, whether it's wrestling, whether it's MMA, whether it's boxing. You don't care. And football. You name it. Baseball. No, Look how big Maguire Sosa was for us in 98. But look how big that was. Save the game of baseball. Say, you know, and again, with baseball now pondering more rules and possibilities of changes and Rob Manfred, and they're all paranoid behind closed doors where our game's too slow. Oh, go ahead. You're the last sport based on tradition. Okay? Golf is, you can leave the flag stick in. You are the last sport truly based on tradition. Golf might be close. But if you change up the rules and you try and grab that millennial, younger audience that you're not getting, you will destroy the sport. You will. And that's why these rule changes in the Alliance of American Football, I like it. The one I talked about tonight, the sky judge, a judge who can overrule the official on the field, who's there in the stadium. I love that. He has the ability to say, no holding, no, you know, they didn't jump, no, no pass interference, it was a catch. He has that ability. I love that. If the NFL used that immediately, it's a win-win. The no kickoff in the 4th and 12, when you're down 17 or more and you can go for it, that's interesting. Overtime from the 10 and they're going to just take a tie? Why? Tie in football isn't the end of the world. Postseason, they keep going. They're doing the old high school one from the 10, not even the college one from the 25. You can't kick a field goal in their overtimes. You have to go for two. You can't kick extra points. I like that. The PAT in the NFL is meaningless. And I know since they moved it back, there'll be the occasional miss. But two-point conversion and going for that, I think, would eliminate a lot of the ties and a lot of the debate over how you handle overtime, regular season, and in the playoffs. So our first huge question you could answer, did you watch any of the new Alliance of American Football? Is there room for another pro football league in your life? And also, from the Alliance and all their rules, what's one, do you agree with me, you pick one that the NFL could pick up right now and start on their, you know, it looks like the Bears and the Packers are going to celebrate with the 100th anniversary. Patriots won't even be on that opening night on that Thursday. But they could start right there. I think the sky judge. Is it no kicking extra points? Is it only five guys can come across the line of scrimmage when you're going after the quarterback? Is there a rule that you've seen, if you watched with the Alliance of American Football, between those three, no kickoffs would be the fourth one, actually, that the NFL should adopt? Is there more than one? So you can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Rick in Toronto. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Bill. I tried to watch the game. I saw Mike Riley, who former coach of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the Canadian Football League, for San Antonio Commanders. After all, they had a CFL team in San Antonio as well. The reason I'm calling is I wish the Board of Governors of the CFL and the Commissioner Randy Obrosi watched this thing, because in our country we are not. Our networks now, since 2007, when the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation lost the rights, and we all basically have to watch it on TSN, the sports network, and we can't watch it on terrestrial television. And tonight, we were allowed to watch the terrestrial television in the Alliance American Football. Congratulations! That's a great idea, and you can get a game on the NFL Network and the CBS Sports Network. We're happy. I think the board of governors of the CFL should watch this. We want to see a game on terrestrial television, Canada. We're not allowed to do that because of greed. And I wish the board of governors would watch this league, because you're going to lose players anyway to this league. They're not going to stay here in Canada. Want to play in Canada? They never wanted to play in Canada. They want to play their football. They don't want to play our football.
Right. Don't get emotional, Rick. I appreciate the call in Toronto.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I know they sound like you're going to cry or throw your phone. I wasn't sure which one. And we do have comments coming in. Who's watching the debut of the new American Football League tonight? Is there room for more pro football in your life? Arnold Evans, who's listening in Plano, Texas, on 105.3 FM, tweeted at Saturday Huge. I watched. It was more entertaining than last week's Super Bowl. I think the play will improve as they get used to each other. I think there's room. I think the XFL will be very similar. Neither are trying to be a competitor to the NFL, and that's smart. Even though I think the Alliance of American Football will be more of a true minor league system for the NFL. BC, who's listening in Michigan, tweets at Saturday Huge, it was fantastic. Money isn't getting in the way with these guys. They all play with a lot of passion and a lot to prove. Looking forward to keeping up with the rest of the season. So you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Moriello and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 10 minutes. Huge questions of the night. First one, is there room for another pro football league in your sporting life? Is there? Did you get a chance to watch the debut of the Alliance of American Football? What were your first impressions? And also from their rules, which include no kickoffs, the sky judge who's in the stadium who can overrule any call, or no extra points, or only five guys allowed to get after the quarterback. Those four rules, what should the NFL adopt immediately? Because I like what Polian and Ebersole are doing. I think there's something there. It never will be NFL-ish. But it's a void, and with lines and over-unders and people betting, and it's a Saturday night. It's like the Super Bowl should be moved to Saturday night. It's a good night for, you know, they're doing the NBA Saturday night game of the week, and until you get to the playoffs, even though I think Westbrook did drop 45 tonight, right? Did I hear that in Pass's update? So of those four rules that the Alliance of American Football has, and I like them, except the kickoffs, I wish they just have the kickoff, start a game, start a half, kind of ceremonial. Which one should the NFL, I think it's a no-brainer. I think the sky judge who could overrule all the officials would eliminate all of that drama in human error. It would eliminate it. That's a brilliant move. When I looked at those rules before the show for the Alliance of American Football. So you can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. What rule? The NFL right now. Rules Committee for the NFL. Which one? No kickoffs. No extra points. I like the 35-second clock. The sky judge. Or only blitzing five. You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge tweets coming in. Bob Gilbert is listening on AM 670, The Score in Chicago. And he comments that he enjoyed it. Maybe some room to work with there. But he said, get rid of the two-point conversion and just have it be a one-point conversion instead of two. Aaron Crow is listening in Hermitage. He comments, absolutely more room for a pro football league. One of our questions. The games were fast-paced and exciting. Looking forward to tomorrow's action. Now, the GF Liverpool tweets at Saturday Huge, the Sky Judge rule should be adopted to the NFL ASAP, like next season. That's the rule that got hashtag who dat, hashtag go Saints Nation, and the rest of the NFL would love to see. If that rule was in place in the NFC Championship game, it would have been the Patriots versus the Saints in the Super Bowl. Logan Gutwald comments at Saturday Huge, I loved it. I bet $20 on each game for fun, and we all thought pace of play made it super fun to watch. It was not bogged down by flags, clocks, stoppages, and there was no commercials. Rapid fire football with, I think he said 30 second, but I think it's a 35 second play clock. Some great plays thrown in. I'm a fan. And like I said, what Bob Gilbert said, I watched it. It was mildly entertaining, and he talked about the two-point conversions. Rick Sanchez, listening in Michigan, says, I only watch if there was a team in Michigan. So is there room for another pro football league in your sporting life? Graceffo, you're a big football fan, right? You're a huge Jets fan. You hate the Patriots. For one night, I will tell you, the buzz, and Rich Eisen from the NFL Network tweeted it out, the buzz is there with the Alliance of American Football. Will it sustain? Will it carry over? I don't know, but the football fans seem to be interested in this league, or at least something beyond the NFL.
No, I get it, Bill. It's cool, but we have to realize it's the first week, and and all of these new sort of gadget things that they've introduced, a lot of them are interesting. But what's going to sustain the league is good football play, like actual good football play.
What do you like, what I'm asking the audience, Graceffo? I love the Sky Judge who could overrule bad calls on the field. He could overrule penalties, just be really the judge of every, you know, you got officials and you'd have the Sky Judge. I don't like eliminating kickoffs. I do like eliminating extra points for a two-point conversion. Out of the rules that I talked about, that you've read about, Graceffo, what one should the NFL implement right now?
Getting rid of the onside kick and making it a 4th and 12 from whatever 28? Yard line to convert it.
Yeah, I think
and
they
keep
said
the ball.
Right, they said 4th and 12 when you're down 17 or more. You can only do the 4th and 12. Try and maintain possession. So you score to cut it to 17 or 21, let's say. Now you could, in the Alliance of American Football, you now could go for it from your own 28. You have to get at least 12 yards and move the sticks. And if you get that, you keep the ball. I like that. I really do.
Especially since the onside kick is now such a dead kind of play in the league. There's really no chance of getting an onside kick now unless you hit it perfectly.
You know, Graceffo, I know you came in halfway, but in my opening huge opinion, a little after 10 Eastern, my first thought was watching this, looking at the rules, understanding Pulliam and the Ebersole family, their connections to the NFL, that I really think this is a live test market for the NFL, that they'll be able to use that like a minor league system with the Alliance of American Football for rules, eventually players. I really think they're going to support that to try and head off the XFL comeback in 2020. That's just my gauge on this.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think they're going to view the AAF as a feeder system to their league based with players, based on rules, based on everything that they can use to improve the game. In any way they see fit. The XFL is not really trying to compete with them, but they are trying to compete with them for players. They will not go on the NFL Network for their coverage. So, in a way, the XFL is competing with them, but they realize that they're not going to surpass them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, the only way the XFL makes it, in my book, if they're going to go head up against the Alliance of American Football next February 2020, they're going to have to assign stars. And I don't mean coaches, and I know they got Stoops with the Dallas franchise. That's part of it. But they're going to need to go grab star NFL players or star college players who, like Lawrence at Clemson, get him to leave early and give him $60 million over 3 years. That's the only way the XFL is going to make it with this comeback a year from now. Star power. That's
I agree with you.
And they're doing it with Stoops. You know, Stoops probably didn't come cheap out of Dallas, and the next thing will be players. So how could they, all right, if everyone's excited about football and they like the pace and they like some of the rules and we're talking about what we like and don't like with the rules, okay, that's great. But a year from now, if the XFL splashes against the Alliance and they have big-name coaches like Stoops or GMs and they have big-name players, they're going to hurt the Alliance. They could bury it. So what the NFL needs to do, and I think they will, with eight teams, you could split four teams in a region close to a Alliance franchise. They can provide three players, four players, whatever the number is, to that roster, and each team provides three or four players, there's half of your roster, and guys can get reps, snaps, and practice during their off season to get ready for OTAs. And it could be kids just out of college. It could be free agents looking for a job. That, to me, will be where the Alliance of American Football will make it. So if you want to join in, is there room for another pro football league in your sporting life right now? And out of those rule changes that I talked about with Graceffa and we've discussed tonight, what one or ones should the NFL implement immediately? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America. We hook up each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We got Moriello Graceffa back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will be standing by with another update here in about 20 minutes. With the debut and launch of the Alliance of American Football tonight, there's been an unexpected, not celebration, but just appreciation for its debut. Is that just a one-night stand? Will it be a love affair with another pro league? Because nobody's been able to have any longevity. USFL, the XFL, the first go-around, NFL, Europe. Arena football had a shot, and I really thought the NFL was going to buy in on that, but I think the NFL is better fit for being a true partner, if not one day owning the Alliance of American Football. So just tell me, is there room for another pro football league in your sporting life? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And then Seth will join me in the last segment, and I'll get to the callers in a moment. But one thing about this new Alliance Football League, no extra points, you go for two. No kickoffs. No onside kicks, but if down 17 or more, you can have a 4th-and-12 from your own 28 and go for it. And if you don't get it, then the team, you know, takes over at your 28 and they're in close to the red zone. They also cut down the game by 30 minutes. There's no TV timeouts. They do the split screen. So no extra points. Overtime from the 10, kind of like high school overtime used to be. And also the sky judge, which is just the one that pulses. The minute I read their rules about 9 o'clock tonight, I'm like, the sky judge, he can overrule. He's at the stadium, at the game. He's in a video booth, but he can overrule any official's calls. That is fantastic. So what one out of the new rules with the Alliance should the NFL adopt immediately? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Now let's go to David in Texas. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, thanks for taking my phone call. I was telling your producer, I actually watched the game from start to finish tonight, and I enjoyed it, and I liked kind of some of the rule changes you mentioned, like the no TV timeouts, the split screen. But I think this is going to give a lot of people more opportunities playing football. I'm sure the manufacturers, the equipment company is going to love this, but it's just going to give a lot more people besides the football players, you know, the coaches, trainers, another opportunity pursuing their passion here, Huge. But long story short, I enjoyed the game tonight, and CBS did a great coverage on it tonight.
Well, what did you like about it? What surprised you about watching the Alliance of American Football and their debut tonight, David, there in Texas, where you're like, I didn't expect to like this part of it?
I guess for me, the simple basic coverage, Kurt Warner, and I forget the girl's name. She's a very pretty girl that, you know, is very direct, you know, just focused on the game. There's no TV timeouts. I like the 35-second play clock. It was kind of quick pace. It's just basic football, and I'm just kind of really, like I said, I watched from start to finish, and I really enjoyed it, Huge.
All right, well, thank you, David. Appreciate the Huge opinion down in Texas. One common theme that I've heard tonight and on air with the callers in discussing this, and we've had wonderful conversation, and also on the social networks, the pace for football. No, only two replays until the final 2 minutes. Each coach has two challenges. No commercials. Well, commercials do the split screen, right? Is that you're hearing the NFL, you know, is the big boy on the block because they're the only true pro football league in America and the biggest sport, right? TV ratings astronomical. Chiefs, Patriots, over 53 million people watching, right? Super Bowl, even though it's one of the lowest in the last 10 years, still mega numbers. But the pace, all the replays, you know, timeouts are part of it when networks are paying billions of dollars. So we'll take your Huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Quigley, out in beautiful New Mexico, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, sir. I really enjoy all your shows.
Thank you.
I like the idea of the Sky Judge. I think that would be fantastic, and whether it would have made a difference for the New Orleans game or not remains to be seen. But no, I don't have room for another football team. Hell, I don't even watch the NFL. I just listen to it on the radio. But great show, and you just keep up the great work, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Quigley. Out in New Mexico, some tweets coming in. Frankie Five Angels says there was a great league. It was the USFL, and look what happened to them. Yeah, they tried to steal the talent, and then they didn't have owners on the same page. And I think this alliance, you know, the XFL, I think, has ESPN, ABC. They're going to line up. They're going to go head-to-head. They're going to talk about their marketing arms. And unless the XFL brings big-name star power, I don't think they'll be able to compete with the alliance. That's just my guess. If you look at it, I think the XFL will have to go with the star power. Little Boy Wonder tweets, I loved it. Pray Sin tweets, XFL has the coach talking about Stoops and ESPN. Kevin sends a tweet in regards to our Huge question of the night. Is there room for another pro football league in your life? If you watch the Alliance of American Football, AAF, what were your first impressions? Kevin tweets at Saturday Huge, I really thought that for the first game out, the AAF put out a pretty good product on the field. Yeah, that's what seems to be the theme. Patty Moore is listening in New Orleans, Louisiana, with the most obvious tweet, definitely like the Sky Judge. Yeah. There you go with the Saints fans. You can join us on air at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Vectic tweets at Saturday Huge. It was okay. Gives me something to watch, bet on. The only two I can see for the NFL, I think he's saying, is the Sky Judge and the no kickoffs. But the kickoffs don't ruin games, so definitely the sky judge. Yeah, I think everybody I've talked to tonight and everybody on the social networks, the sky judge is a no-brainer for the NFL. Judge overrules a referee. It's kind of like court systems, right? Referees try and work it out, keep both sides happy. If they can't, they go to the judge. That is, NFL should start that immediately. But again, you try and get a rules competition committee, try and get owners on the same page. That never will happen. Giles on air tweets from Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on AM 1340, The Ticket. UFC is on. That's what the cool kids are watching. Well, look at the competition, though, that you have now. And this is what baseball's doing with all these out-of-the-nowhere rules, and we're going to try a runner on first in the minor leagues, and now universal DH, which I think the DH is long overdue, and the National League should do it. But again, trying to get owners and everybody on the same page when you have billionaires is almost impossible until they're bleeding money. But talking about lowering the mound, or they don't want the pitchers, you know, just facing a batter that you may have to face a minimum. You know, as we talk about rules that the NFL could add, I don't think the NFL, even with the concussion era, they're not close to being extinct. And I wouldn't go as far to say that baseball is close to being extinct, but I will tell you that baseball is in a perilous position in terms of losing their stature in this country. And I think that's what Rob Manfred's doing, because out of nowhere, we find out, well, they're looking at these possible rules because they want to get public reaction. They, you know, they're so concerned about that young audience and the millennials and the game of baseball that they're trying to find some way to connect, make the game faster. Think about everything they're talking about, right? You've had the pitch clock, that they want to limit pitching changes, right? That they want to increase speed because of television. Now, not the game experience. When you go to a baseball game, man, when it's nice weather, or even if it's a little chilly, if it's pouring rain, it stinks, and you can't wait to get out of there. But I don't care if you're at an A ballpark, a minor league play somewhere in the Midwest League in Wisconsin or Iowa or Michigan, or you're at Fenway, or you're at MetLife Stadium, wherever you're at, Camden Yards in Baltimore, and you get a great day, you don't care about the speed of the game. Have you ever sat at a baseball game outside of your kids, like when the pitcher can't get across the plate and there's like 18 million walks, you said to yourself, I can't wait for that game to end. But if you're a baseball fan who grew up with the tradition of the game, whether you've played it or you've been to a game, any game that you're watching as a fan, I don't think I've ever felt the need to, all right, hurry up, get this over with. Oh, it's dragging. And man, we've seen, you know, today in sports, the NFL, 80 million reviews, college basketball, they're going to go to the monitor. They're going to go to the monitor 10 times in the last 2 minutes. And we're like, just end it. And it kills the flow. And something about baseball, man, when you're having a cold drink, an adult beverage, some food, the sun is set and it's a gorgeous day that's wrapping up. You're not hoping that it ends. You don't want to rush through it. Maybe you're in LA and you want to beat traffic, or New York, I get it, you want to get to the subway. But Rob Manfred, what they're trying to force feed here by changing the speed of the game or changing the rules of the game, to me, will be catastrophic with baseball, because I get what you're saying, that the 45, 50, 55-ish, 65-ish year old guy is your bread and butter go-to zone. The younger generation is locked in on Fortnite and soccer and UFC, and you're not going to get into that game. So you're trying to think, well, if we speed it up, the young kids will start watching. Or the neutral sports fan will become part of our next generation of Major League Baseball fans. No, they won't. They won't. No, if you make the game different, and I think that's a debate that the NFL goes through with the kickoffs. You know, a new league like the Alliance of American Football can change it. You can watch it and say, you know, that's not that bad. You remember the uproar when they're adding the three-point line? Oh, it's taken away from the tradition of the game. And look at baseball, still battling tradition. National League pitchers are still hitting. The DH seems like a no-brainer, but you get tradition. Well, what other sports? You know, finally you had some golf rules changes, right? But when you, football, is there football tradition where, yeah, the kickoff is great? To me, what I could live with is that you kick off to start a game, you kick off at halftime. It kind of signals the start of the first half, the start of the second half. And then I could go to the rule with no kickoffs after scoring. I could live without no PATs, and you go for two. I love the rule if I'm down 17 or more, I get a fourth and 12 if I choose that option as a head coach. I love only two challenges. I love the sky judge. I think the sky judge would eliminate so much in the NFL. So in our final hour together, you can answer our huge questions of the night. Is there room for another professional football league in your life? If there's one rule that the NFL should change that might be a model from night one of the Alliance of American Football, what would it be? You agree with me on the sky judge. Is there another rule that could change easily and it wouldn't affect your love of the game? And then I want to get the baseball fans in. What should baseball do right now to grab that younger audience? We'll touch on the rules of the game coming up in our final hour. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. To all the callers online, I promise North America will hear your huge opinions next. Stick around. 1 hour left together here on CBS Sports Radio.